Good morning and welcome, everyone. It's good to see you all. Today, we are starting a new topic. The topic is Tamei HaMitzvos. There are several sections, several issues we're going to deal with. We're going to start off with the purpose of mitzvos generally. We're going to move on to mitzvos specifically, different types of mitzvos, issues of Darshinan Taima Dekra, Lo Darshinan Taima Dekra, and then we're going to also deal with questions, particularly some of the controversial ideas that the Rambam makes about mitzvos and Mor Nevuchim, whether they are biological or sociological or historical reasons for mitzvos. We're going to deal with some of the critiques of the Rambam and then consider other approaches to Tamei HaMitzvos besides that of the Rambam. So let's begin with the question of Tamei HaMitzvos, but not specific mitzvos, but the reason why the Torah gives mitzvos generally. So the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yud, says, Vata Yisrael Mashem Elokecha Shol Meimach Kim Liras Hashem Elokecha. Like we saw last time, what does God ask of you? To fear Him, to do the mitzvos. Lishmoris mitzvos Hashem ve'eschu kosav, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom l'tov lach. And the way the Ramban understands that pasuk is that it means to say that what does God ask from you, meaning to say, why does He ask this of you? Why does God ask you to do all the mitzvos? L'tov lach. It's for your benefit. In other words, the mitzvos are for the benefit of mankind, of human beings. At first glance, this is certainly obvious, intuitive. It's seemingly inconceivable that the purpose of the mitzvos is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk in Iyov says, Im chatasa matif albo, virabu psha'echa matase lo, im tzadakta matitin lo, oma miyadcha yikach. We can't give anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God lacks nothing. And therefore, if we're wicked, we haven't hurt Him. If we are righteous, we haven't really helped Him. So, al karchenu, there is no other possibility other than to presume that the purpose of the mitzvos is for us. And this is a theme that many, many psukim emphasize. Haydosi b'chem hayom es ha-shamayim v'es-aretz ha-maves ha-chayim v'amaves nasati l'fanecha bracha v'aklala u'vacharta chayim l'man tichyata v'zarecha. The purpose of mitzvos is for chayim, whether that's chayim ba'olam hazeh or nitzchios, but ultimately the purpose is of course for us. Presumably that's simple, it's axiomatic, there's nothing to talk about. However, when you look at some additional makoros, you get a slightly different impression. One such example is a Ramban, which you could see in the bottom of page 1 in the footnote. And here he's explaining the pasuk that relates to the building of the Mishkan, where the pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'shachni b'socham. And the Ramban says the following. Amar Rabbi Avram, quotes the Ibn Ezra after rejecting Rashi, Rabbi Avram Amar, Ki lo hotzesi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, rak ba'avor ki yeshkon besocham. And the Ramban says, V'yafa piresh. This time the Ibn Ezra got it right. V'im kein yesh be'inyan sod gadol, ki kefi pshat hadavar hashchina b'Yisrael tzorech hedyot. V'lo tzorech gavoa. God's Hashras Hashchin on Klal Yisrael is obviously for us, like we said, Im Tzadakta Matitein Lo. Avohu Ki'inyan She'amar Kasuv Yisrael Asher B'cha Espa'er. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you are Israel through whom I, God, am glorified. And the Ramban quotes numerous other psukim that emphasize this notion that the purpose of Hashra Shechina, of the Mishkan, but elsewhere even mitzvos in general in certain sources, is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we could say it's not a contradiction. One case is the Mishkan, and one case and Hashra Shechina, and one case is mitzvos in general. Mitzvos are for us, but specifically the Mishkan is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's most of the psukim that the Ramban quote would fall in that line. Ivala Moshev Lo, that means God desired a place to dwell. Po Eshev Ki Ivisiha, God says, here I will dwell because I desired it. So the simple understanding of these psukim, the Ramban points out, is something that would seem to us to be inconceivable. Namely, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us. And it's not just this Ramban that says this. There are many Makoros that emphasize this notion that Avoda Tzarech Gavoha, whether Avoda Tzarech Gavoha specifically in the Mishkan or more generally. The Shari Tshuva explains this, makes this point in Chelek Gimel Kuf Nun Ches, Yalkut Shimoni and Shmos Chav Zayin. Many, many Midrashim, there are a number of Yerushalmis that state this. The Nefesh HaChayim and Shar Beis describes this. So the question is, what does this mean? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to do the mitzvos, needs us to build the Mishkan? Very briefly, I think the idea is as follows. And this is something that perhaps at another point in time we could develop a little more broadly if we talk more generally about the purpose of the existence of the universe. But to present one perspective, we know that the Ramchal elaborates on this point many times, but Rishonim and Kadmonim make this point as well, that of course the purpose of the creation of the world is that it is the ultimate act of chesed, olam chesed yibana, and as the Ramchal says, it's inconceivable that there would be any other purpose, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chaser nothing. If he lacks nothing, so then it couldn't be that the purpose of the creation of the world was to give him something that he lacked. He lacked nothing, like we said, im tzadakta matitein lo. And therefore, the purpose of the world was to be the ultimate act of beneficence. At the same time, we find makoros that seem to indicate the other extreme. Not just the makoros that we just read, but for example, the Rashi, at the first pasuk of Bereishis, Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Levaros Es Olam Bedin Rao She'enu Yochol Iskayim Shitef Imo Midas Arachamim. So what does that mean? Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levaros Es Olam Bedin. I thought that the whole purpose of the world, the creation of the world, was chesed, was to be meitiv, was to be nosein. So doesn't that contradict the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world bedin? The whole world was bechesed. The whole purpose of existence was HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meitiv. So what does it mean he wanted to create it with chesed, with din, and then he saw that it wasn't going to work, so he was shitef imo midas harachamim. Adaraba, the makor is chesed, the makor is rachamim. And the answer, I think, is that there are many ways of expressing this point. One is to look at it from our perspective versus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. However, another way to put this is the following, that, as the Ramchal explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, the Ratzon HaKadmon, the ultimate purpose, the initial purpose, is to be meitiv, is to be nosein, is all about chesed. However, nama dikisufa, giving without there being any type of structure, any type of mishpat, any type of din, is not chesed that people would appreciate. It's not the ultimate type of chesed. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make this chesed true, to make the chesed total, to make the chesed the ultimate beneficence and the ultimate chesed, had to create a system of mishpat. And that is the purpose of the Torah, of mishpat, of din in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system of mishpat. Now, Rosh Eino Yachol Iskayim, he saw that a pure system of Mishpat would not work within the context of free will. Now, of course, we could ask, why didn't he make the universe otherwise? Why didn't he make it that you could have ultimate Tova with total beneficence? But that's a broader question, and generally speaking, we can't answer that question because we can't conceive of things outside of our universe, outside of our frame of reference and So therefore, what happened? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system of Mishpat, but within free will, Rosh Eino Yachol Liskayim. Perhaps that was the ultimate goal, as many of the Mefarshim say, but at least initially, it wasn't going to last. So therefore, Shitef Imo Midas HaRachamim. So, looking back then at the Makoros that we're considering, of course, ultimately, it's true. Im Chatasa Matifol Bo, Im Tzadakta Matitein Lo. The purpose of mitzvos and Torah is entirely for us, like the Pasuk says, L'tov Lach. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system of Mishpat in which there's a world where we are able to work and get what we deserve. Now, it's not just artificial, but at the same time, it's a structure in which we can do mitzvos, and then in a certain sense, through doing mitzvos, give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we give him? We give him kavod. We are megale kavod malchuso ba'olam. And that notion that in that sense we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of the structure of Mishpat, which allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meitiv and allows us to, as it were, earn our keel. And with this we could understand a number of other makoros in Chazal. For example, the Chazal, there's a medrash at the beginning of that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Vaschanan, which says that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lashon v'eschanan, which according to one interpretation means matnas chinam, that Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for matnas chinam, for free gift. And the Rashi quotes the Medrash that says tzadikim aren't tolen b'maseim atovim, rather they only ask for matnas chinam, they only ask for free gift. And the Medrash says how HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, took him on sort of a tour of Gan Eden, and he said, look at this pile of schar, who's this for? Oh, this is the person who did chesed. Oh, this pile of schar, this is for the person who learned Torah. And then Moshe sees this really giant pile of schar, and he says, who's that for? And he says, that's for the person who asks for the matnas chinam. And the question is, what does that mean? And what's the great mile of tzadikim that they ask for matnas chinam? And the answer is that this is a reflection of the fact that tzaddikim understand that ultimately anything that we get and any schar that we earn is not truly earned, because in the ultimate sense everything is a matnas chinam, because olam chesed ibane, because there's nothing that technically we deserve because we haven't given HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. That's true in the ultimate sense. That's something that only tzaddikim can truly realize, because for everybody else it does feel like when we do mitzvos, we're kaviyachol giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just about us, it's about him. So that's why both things can stay at the same time. With that, you could also understand the notion of tzadikim nidonim kechut hasara. Perhaps that's part of the resolution in the Ramban. Yes?
So that means that the whole nami, the yisuf of the bread of embarrassment, is for those who are not tzadikim and don't realize.
No, I don't think you have to say that. I think both could be true at the same time. It's just that tzaddikim recognize that despite the notion of mishpat and nama de kisufa, ultimately they also recognize imchatasa matifal bo. Meaning to say, both could be true simultaneously. It's just that the tzaddikim are aware that both are true simultaneously.
But once you're aware that everything is...
No, because it's...
So why do you need the Namatisuva to begin?
Because it's still... You could say what you're saying, that one's for everybody and one's for tzaddikim. But I don't... Right.
Obviously not saying anything
but
wrong.
Right. But I don't think so. I think the point is that a person can recognize when I work for something and I do something and I accomplish something, then I experience pleasure or reward from that, that's something that I'll appreciate in a way which is very different than if it was just given to me for free. Okay. So moving on, that's one perspective. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Temura, Afal pi shekol chukei HaTorah gzeros heim kimo shebiarnu b'sof me'ila ro'i lisbonein b'hem. A theme that we're going to see in the Rambam, that a person should attempt to understand the Tamei HaMitzvos. And if you could understand them, good, and if not, not. And then he talks a little bit about Tmura. And he basically says that the notion of Tmura, the reason for the mitzvah of Tmura, is because people tend to try to rip off HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rip off Hekdesh, people cling to their money, and therefore, Yarda Torah L'sof Machshaves HaAdam, V'Ktsas Yitzro Hara, Shetivo Shel Adam Note L'Harbos Kenyano V'Lachos Al Mimono. And therefore, even though he was no dare something to Hekdesh, he's going to try to redeem it with something a little bit less. So therefore, you can't redeem something for less than its value, and therefore, huadin, more than its value. And that is the purpose of the mitzvah of Tmura. Now, first of all, note that it's quite interesting. The Rambam is giving here Tamei Mitzvos, and he's talking about something relating to the realm of Karbanos and Avoda and sacrifice, Ochos Tmura, and yet he gives a very practical reason for it. The notion that people are too attached to their money. And then the Rambam continues in Halacha Yitzayin. V'chol elu advarim k'dei lachuf yitzro ulesakein de'osav. These mitzvos, meaning to say all mitzvos, even mitzvos like Tmura, their purpose is lachuf yitzro ulesakein de'osav. V'rov dine Torah Einan ela etzos me rachok me gadol haetza lesakein hadeos uliyasher hamaisim. What is the purpose of mitzvos, or at least most mitzvos? It's lesakein hadeos, like in this case, the purpose, the person who's chas al mimono to help him. So it's improve people's deos, and also liyasher es kol hamaisim, to fix the a person's maisim. So the Rambam says that the purpose of mitzvos is l'saken adeos liyasher hamaisim. This is true not just with respect to mitzvos that are whose reasons are obvious, not just true with respect to mitzvos of beinadam l'chavero and dinei mamonis, but even mitzvos like Tmura. The Rambam restates this point in many places, each time with a different nuance. For example, in the Perashah Mishnayos in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam explains why is it that a misachik bekuvia is pasul for edus. And the Rambam there assumes that we paskin like the opinion that a smachta of this sort is kanya. So the problem with a gambler is not that he's a gazlan, because this isn't an asmachta, it's not gzela. There's a question, and Mishnah Torah seems to be soser this, but at least in Pirshei Mishnayos, he wonders what is wrong then with being a professional gambler if you're not stealing. What's the problem? Why are you pasul eidos? And he explains the Mishnah, which says, Eino osik b'yishuvo shel olam, in the following way. The nasar zeh, this is asar. It's not just that you become pasul eidos, but it's actually asar. Mipnei shehu misasek b'esik she'en bo to'elas liyishuv ha'olam. Because you're engaged in something which has no toeles liyishuv ha'olam. V'yisod hu b'torasenu she'en roi l'adam lahasik es atzmo ba'olam hazeh ela be'echad mishnei dvarim. O b'chachma lahashlem es atzmo o b'esek she'yoil bo b'kiyum ha'olam kegon umnus o meschar o mischar. Says the Rambam, everything a person should do in this world, and this is the purpose of the Torah, is that everything a person does should be to one of two goals. It should aim to achieve one of two things. Either tikkun ha'olam, making the world a better place, or tikkun atzmo, making me a better person. Some mitzvos focus on making the world a better place, not just mitzvos, but purposes in general, like umnus or meschar, and some to make me a better person, like studying Torah and Chachma. And then the Rambam is Messiah, V'ra'i l'ma'it b'zeu l'harbos b'rishon. Really, the ultimate, the more important of the two purposes is self-perfection. But generally speaking, perfection of the world and perfection of oneself is the reason for all existence, all of mitzvos. And to that end, everyone should do everything that they need to do. Therefore, the gambler is pasul edus. Why? Because gambling is the ultimate waste of time in the sense that it does nothing to perfect the world. There's no tikkun ha'olam, and there's also no tikkun atzmo. I don't become a better person, I don't improve the world, and therefore a person who's engaged in this pursuit is pasul for edus. The Rambam explains and repeats this. Yes? We'll get to the Maral. Ezra Hashem. Yeah. The Rambam in the Mora repeats this idea in many times, in many ways. Here he talks about the purpose of Torah and mitzvos. I'll read the bold. It aims first at the establishment of good mutual relations among men by removing injustice and creating the noblest feelings. This is parallel to Tikkun Olam. The purpose of mitzvos is to create the perfect society. And secondly, it seeks to train us in faith and to impart correct and true opinions when the intellect is sufficiently developed. The second purpose of Torah and mitzvos is to impart correct and true opinions, to impart the truth. That is the purpose of Torah mitzvos. Here too he stresses that the ikar is the latter, the bottom two lines. Here the second perfection is mentioned first in the pasuk because it's of greater importance, being, as we have shown, the ultimate aim of man's existence. The ultimate aim of man's existence is to acquire, to perfect one's intellect, the acquisition of truth and knowledge, and therefore, if that's the ultimate purpose, then among the two general perspectives of perfecting society and perfecting the individual, the latter is the more important. Later on in the guide, actually in the very end, Perek Nun Beis of the third section, he sums up a lot of his theories. Now, one of the interesting issues here, this is again a topic for one, if one studies Mor Nevuchim carefully, is a very important question, which is how does the conclusion relate to the rest of the book? There are certain seeming contradictions in terms of focusing on the intellect versus focusing on mice and the like. But for now, we'll just look at this last chapter as it appears. What I've pointed out to you, is the object of all of our religious acts. For, remember, this is coming at the end of the third section. The third section, among other things, focused a lot on Tamei HaMitzvos. For by carrying out all the details of the prescribed practices, meaning to say the details, and you must carry out the details to achieve this goal, and repeating them continually, some few pious men may attain perfection. Of course, the word few is very important. Many have criticized the Rambam for being an elitist, and we're going to get back to that point a little bit later. They will be filled with respect and reverence towards God, and bearing in mind who is with them, they will perform their duty. God declares in plain words that it is the object of all religious acts to produce in man fear of God and obedience to his world, the state of mind which we demonstrated in this chapter. Okay. The Rambam then continues, skipping a little bit. And here again, he's focusing on Maisim. But the truths which the Torah teaches us, the knowledge of God's existence, his unity, create in us love of God, as we have shown repeatedly. And then the Rambam says something very interesting. He says that, broadly speaking, the purpose of mitzvos is to produce yirah, and the purpose of Torah is to produce ahava. The two objects, love and fear in God, love and fear of God, are acquired by two different means. The love is the result of the truths taught in the love, including the true knowledge of the existence of God, while fear of God is produced by the practices of the law. This is somewhat different than the Ramban, who says that mitzvos asei relate to ava, mitzvos lo asei relate to yira. Here the Rambam says that the purpose of mitzvos is yira, whereas, and he's medayik that from the pasuk, And the purpose of understanding truth is Ava. Why is this? So this should be understood in light of his famous comments at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, where he explains that what does it mean to be Oved Hashem Me'ava? It means to be Oses Ha'emes Mipnei Shehu Emes. Ava is the person who does that which is right because it's right, that which is true because it's true, someone who is motivated not by Schar Va'onesh, but only by truth. And therefore the Rambam explains that, broadly speaking, the purpose of mitzvos is to instill yira, and the purpose of chachma, whether it's Torah or philosophy or the like, is to instill and create ava. Now, we're going to get back to this point a little later when we discuss the particular reasons that Rambam gives for mitzvos, and we'll consider at that point how those relate to this idea. You mentioned the Maharal. So the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael spends many chapters talking about the purposes of mitzvos. And much of what the Maharal says is a critique against rationalist philosophers. He's critiquing certainly non-Jewish philosophers, but even rationalists among the Jews, the Rambam, but even more those who go further than the Rambam. And we'll read a couple of lines from Tiferes Yisrael Perek Tes, though the previous chapters and the following chapters expand upon these ideas. Achar shenizbar lecha dvarim elu, nivar od hasheila rishona, eich yikna ha'adam hatzlacha yidei ma'asei ha'Torah. An obvious question: how could one achieve the ultimate hatzlacha through ma'asei ha'Torah, through mitzvos? Asher holchu b'derech ha'mechkar, v'hema filosofim, asher zacharnu l'mala, yitnu shem v'tiferes el ha'seichal. The philosophers give great glory to the intellect. V'yidei ha'muskalos, yikne ha'adam nitzchios. How does a person acquire eternity? Through muskalos. The acquired intellect, a person's intellectual achievements, are what grant him eternity. It's not the maisim that give you eternity, it's not the maisim mitzvos that give you olam haba, but it's the intellectual accomplishments and achievements that a person accomplishes that grants him eternity. This is a notion that the Rambam does seem to state in many places. On the other hand, he seems to contradict it in many places as well, among them the previous chapter, which we just saw, chapter 52. And for now, we'll assume that his critique is not specifically against the Rambam, but against philosophers who argued that Olam Haba is simply about the acquired intellect, the intellectual achievements that a person accomplishes on this world. And he has a little joke here. He says that Umizah Sulam Naflu, they built up the greatness of the intellect so much, and then they fell off the ladder. And he writes, generally speaking, that no, it's mitzvos which grant a person eternity. And he says, well, why did the philosophers reject this notion? Vayikar asher habaim heviyam lezeh, shayarachok mehem, shiyeh hamaseh hagashmi hatzlachas hanefesh, hanivdal. Ulechach azvu es hamaseh ha'adam v'nishanu al ha'seichel. What the Maharal explains, and he's more or less correct, the Maharal's understanding of, though he critiques and rejects philosophy to a large degree, but it's not because he didn't understand where they were coming from, and it's not because he hadn't studied their works. He says that what caused philosophers and even Jewish rationalist thinkers to focus so much on the intellect as opposed to mitzvos is very simple, because they didn't understand how physical acts could bring a person to nitzchias. Nitzchias is nivdal, it's separate, it's spiritual, it's wholly spiritual, non-physical. So how could physical acts, physical ma'aseh mitzvos, bring a person to nitzchias? It simply doesn't make sense. And therefore, they played up intellectual accomplishments, minimized ma'aseh mitzvos, perhaps said mitzvos are for the masses, for those who are incapable of achieving greatness with respect to the intellect, but for the philosophers, the ikar is the muskalos. That's what the Maharal accuses the philosophers of doing. And he says that their primary error emanates from the fact that they reject the physical and play up entirely the intellect. And the Maharal says this goes against the Torah. The Torah certainly values the intellect, but it also allows for Kedusha and even Nitzchias to take place and be accomplished through physical acts. Perhaps we'll talk about this topic a little later in the year when we discuss the concept of Olam Haba, because this question actually very much relates to the debate between the Rambam and most of the other Rishonim about whether there's going to be a physical existence in Olam Haba. The simple understanding of Chazal and of most Rishonim is that Olam Haba is... in Olam Haba, there is some form of physical, spiritual existence. It's true, lo ochlin velo shosim, but nevertheless, it comes after Tchias HaMesim, and there's a physical existence. And the Rambam rejects that. He says, no, Olam Haba is entirely spiritual. And there, the Ramban, in critiquing the Rambam, makes the very same point that the Maharal makes over here, which is the Rambam rejected Olam Haba in any physical component because he didn't understand how there could be something physical. And that's because, generally speaking, the philosophical perspective is to devalue anything physical. The Ramban, or whoever the author was of Igeres HaKodesh, makes a similar point against the Rambam with respect to Tashmish Shemitah and the like, and he says that his rejection of its, or minimizing it, is a rejection also of the physical. And the Maharal writes, V'davar zeh barur b'li safek l'chol adam bal das, ki ha-nefesh hazos, shehi min Hashem yisborach, tzorech lashiva al Hashem yisborach asher nesana, u'kmo she'amar ha-kasev, v'yashuv ha'afar el ha'aretz k'shehaya, v'aruach tashuv el ha'elokim. V'davar zeh eino ki'im b'tahara mi'pchisus ha'chomri. A person has to return their soul pure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to purify one's soul, one has to purify it from its physical corruption. U'mitzaref u'mizakech nafsho min achamri v'zehu al yidei ha-maisim shesider Hashem yisbarach el ha-adam b'seder ha-sechli. The purpose of mitzvos is to purify the soul from the physical component, from the chamrios. In a certain sense, it's not as far from the Rambam as you might have thought. V'heim zikuch nafsho u'mikarvim oso el Hashem yisbarach ad she'adam davek bo yisbarach. The purpose of mitzvos is to be mizakech, the person, from his chomrios, and thereby allow a person dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, you need the physical things. Why? Because human beings are physical creatures, and therefore, to purify their physical state, they need mitzvos. In other words, the philosophers did not relate to reality. They didn't acknowledge the fact that human beings, and all human beings, are physical. They're not just physical. They're comprised of a physical and a spiritual component. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafli lasos in the way that he merges and blends the two. But ultimately, we have a physical and spiritual component. The mitzvos... the physical mitzvos relate to our physical component, and therefore they are necessary. And therefore the purpose of mitzvos is to purify, to refine ourselves, as Chazal say in many places, lo nitna Torah ela letzaref hasabrios. The purpose of mitzvos is to purify people. The Maharal quotes the famous dispute or debate between Turnus Ropas and Rabbi Akiva about the purpose of Mila. Turnus Ropas asks Rabbi Akiva, what is the purpose of Mila? How could you try to perfect on that which God created? What is nicer, Maisa b'nei Adam or Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And first Rabbi Akiva responds, Maisa b'nei Adam, and he gives the analogy of loaves of bread being greater or more valuable than sheaves of wheat. But ultimately, Rabbi Akiva concludes that the reason for milah and mitzvos in general, according to the Maharal, is litzaref es habrios. We're going to see later how the Rambam understands the notion of litzaref es habrios. He explains this very differently. But for the Maharal, the notion of litzaref es habrios is kipshuto, to purify, litzaref, lizakech, and thereby the human being who is comprised of the physical and spiritual components can be purified, and this will allow dveikus. And this will allow the soul to ultimately return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he continues a little later towards the bottom of the page, so therefore it's physical actions that remove a person from the teva hachomris. And that's his first approach. Again, I'm obviously summarizing, and he develops this and brings numerous rayos. I'll get to you in a second. One point, though, I'd like to, additional point that he makes towards the end, this is on the left column in page 3, starting with the bold. The af amru ki al yedei hamuskalos hu davek b'sechel hapoel. Again, he's quoting the philosophers. The philosophers say that through intellectual achievements, a person clings to the act of intellect. Seichel ha'pol means the act of intellect. Ad sheseichel ha'adam v'seichel ha'pol hu echad, until the human mind and the act of intellect merge. Elu heim divrei havai. This notion is stupid. Ki lefi divreihem lo tihiyeh rak le'achad o lishnayim bedor. According to the philosophical understanding of mitzvos and Torah, this is something, the ultimate goal, the ultimate achievement, is something that's conceivable only for one or two people per generation. It's something that is well above the possibilities, the realm of possibilities for most people. And he says that's not true, because the Torah is given to everyone, and everyone has an ability to achieve shleimus, to achieve their potential, and to succeed fully. And again, he repeats, this is all because hakol bishvil ki haya shafel be'einam sheyia hatzlacha alokis al yidei maisa adam vehem lo amdu besod Hashem ki maase ha'adam heim lemal min ha'teva. And here he says, no, the reason why maase adam are able to do this, to be mezakeh u'metahar u'metzarif, and bring a person to dveikos and shleimus, is because the maase b'nei adam, the mitzvos, which are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are therefore lemala min ha'teva. They're not just ordinary physical actions. U'kumo she'esh Rabbi Akiva ba'omek chach maso eze maase yafe yoser. Yes?
The question was about the word nefesh. Do you think here it can refer to some sort of character development?
Yes.
As opposed to some like abstract metaphysical...
I think that is part of it. And we're going to actually see that notion even more in other thinkers. This idea then of the purpose of mitzvos is a different perspective than you get from the Rambam. If you look at some of the writings of the Rav, one sees a lot of the Maharal's themes expressed differently, but the very same idea. If you look at the bottom of page 3, the Rav writes in Uvikashta Misham, religiosity lacking an objective, revelatory foundation, which obligates one in certain actions, cannot conquer the animal in man. Even if it assumes a guise of love of God and man, the subjective faith of which Paul of Tarsus spoke cannot endure if it does not contain explicit commands to perform good deeds and to fulfill mitzvos. Essentially, this is the yesod of the Maharal. The Holocaust serve as proof of this. All those who spoke of love stood by silently and did not protest. Many of them even participated in the extermination of millions of human beings. Essentially, like the Maharal said, the philosophical approach is not one which is realistic. It doesn't take into account man's true nature. It makes sense, perhaps, in theory, but not in practice. Rav Lichtenstein, in another essay in which he summarizes the Rav's opinion, puts this quite powerfully. With its pervasive psychological realism, halacha has recognized that ordinary mortals need to be jogged out of their spiritual lethargy, and that unless they are prodded to specific action, many will be quite content to neglect the religious life completely. Habitual observance ingrains moral and religious sensibility into the very fiber of the personality. It strengthens the inner power of spirit, and at a deeper level, human emotion is profoundly affected by the process of externalization. This, of course, is reminiscent of a theme that the Sefer HaChinuch makes on many places, how the maisim hachitzoniim are me'orer the pnimiim, the notion that by doing the physical actions, a person is transformed. And here we see the Rav going ahead and using this notion not just to reject the philosophical perspective of which focuses on the intellect, as Maharal did, but to reject the Christian perspective. Hence, he evokes the Christian perspective that all we need is love. And here the Rav is explaining, no, why is it that we need Maaseh Mitzvos? We should keep in mind, however, that we often tend to forget the more legalistic ritualism is better than no worship whatsoever. And here's an important point as well. The Rav, of course, as we know, focused in many places about how the emotions behind the mitzvos are so important, and if a person simply does mitzvos nashim ilumada, so then they have little value. And he talks about that, especially in terms of the avodah shebelev, focusing in many mitzvos in tefillah, navelos, and the like. But he also held that, all that notwithstanding, even if a person does mitzvos, only the ma'aseh mitzvos, that too will bring about redemption. Because even the legalistic ritualism is better than nothing. And an individual who, within halacha, lapses into a formalistic rut would very likely be bereft of religious awareness completely were he without it. Meaning to say, if there weren't the ma'aseh mitzvos, then when a person is in a rut, when a person is b'yamei hayeyush, so then if they didn't have the ma'aseh mitzvos to keep them going, then they would have nothing. And that too is the value of mitzvos. So until now, what we've seen is a number of perspectives, many of which I think work very nicely with each other, though they focus on different points, about mitzvos in general. And now, after questions, I'd like to turn now to the reasons for specific mitzvos as opposed to kiyum mitzvos in general. Yes?
Doesn't it sound like Maharal, in the beginning of the Maharal, the main problem that he was raising with the philosophers that he says that you turn mitzvos into like a suwa? It sounds like he means that it just made it a means to an end. For them, it was this intellectual end. But in his own answer, aren't mitzvos also, again, just a means to an end? Only for him, it's just to purify the soul instead of achieving intellect.
Yes. I don't think he would object. I don't think he objects to the notion of mitzvahs being a means to an end, as you're pointing out correctly. It's just he rejects that end. Because otherwise, you're correct. It's a good point. Yes?
How does exactly doing mitzvahs without the bush of a lathe, how does that bring about religious sensibility? Or how does how does that work outside of, say, mitzvos in and
of okay.
Meaning, the same thing applies that to Korban Pesach. So.
I understand. Well, we saw, for example, at the very beginning, the Rambam writing about how that's the purpose of Temura as well. So, Temura is something that I certainly never would have imagined seeing that, and the Rambam says that is a purpose of Temura. And we'll see shortly how the Rambam and other thinkers do find that in other mitzvos. You're certainly correct, though, that it is more obvious in cases of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but perhaps in religious actions as well.
Meaning,
meaning, for example, like let's say one of the ideas the Ramban speaks about, though the Ramban elsewhere says other things, but that Sefer, that Yesias Mitzrayim is to ingrate, is to teach us that Akash Baruch Hu runs the world. So if one really understands that Akash Baruch Hu runs the world, one would never get angry. We do many, many mitzvahs that are Yesias Mitzrayim every day, and yet people still get angry. So
it doesn't mean that that it's easy, and it doesn't. It presumably will affect a person's anger if they do it, but purifying a person and causing them perfection, for example, so that they don't get angry, is a lot of avoda. And clearly, you're correct. Simply doing mitzvos on their own, without working on anger, perhaps will not. Certainly, someone who struggles with anger will not get rid of their anger entirely, but hopefully it will stir a person to work on their anger as well. But yes, it's not. This isn't something that happens easily or automatically or the like. It might happen to some degree automatically, but to a large degree, success is only possible with hard work. It doesn't mean it's not true. It's true. It's just that's insufficient for someone who has a temper. Saying the Haggadah will not be sufficient to cause their temper to go away. It doesn't mean that it's not true. It just means that it alone isn't sufficient to totally or even largely eradicate the problem. Yes?
Whoever the Maharal's comment that the chumrius of a person is physical and has to be eradicated by physical means, the mitzvos, is that conceptually similar to the idea that you can conquer something that you, in the same way, became great?
That's a very nice idea. Yeah. Very good.
Also, not that I understand more than a smattering of this, even smatterings more than I understand, but the mystics seem to say that the Maaseh Mitzvah is actually accomplishing
the Olamos HaElyonim.
Yeah, right. So, aside from psychological things,
that's true as well, and hopefully we'll get to that a little later when we talk about the nefesh. Well, we'll get to that when we discuss the Nefesh HaChaim.
Yes. So those, so according to the those supernal accomplishments, so they may work, although in maybe limited fashion, if you do things mechanically, just like if you don't know what you're doing, turn or tune the radio dial.
Yeah. Absolutely. Excellent. So we're now at the bottom of page 4. We know, of course, that for the most part, the reasons for the mitzvos were not given to us. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, why is this? Mipnei ma lo nisgalu tamei Torah. Why doesn't the Torah tell us the reasons for mitzvos? Now, there are exceptions. The Torah says about Shabbos, ki sheshes yamim asa Hashem, asa shemayim ve'asa aretz, and tzitzis and tefillin, it gives us reasons. Though the truth is that even those reasons perhaps are not always sufficient. But for the most part, and certainly when it comes to things like chukim, the Torah does not tell us the reason for their observance. And the Gemara answers, Shaharei shtei mikros nisgal atamam v'nichshal bahem gadol ha'olam shenemar b'melech v'lo yar b'lo nashim v'lo yasar levavo v'amar shlomo ani yar b'v'lo asar v'ksiv v'ihil eis ziknas shlomo nashav hitu es levavo. V'chein v'lo yarbe lo susim v'lo yashiv es'am mitzrayma ani arbe v'lo ashiv v'ksiv v'teitze merkava mimitzrayim v'chulei. So the Gemara answers that there were a couple of mitzvos where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did indeed reveal the reason, and Shlomo HaMelech b'chachmaso said, well, I know the reasons don't apply to me, and ultimately he was nichshal based on that. And therefore, the Gemara says, the reasons for mitzvos weren't given because people will generally, if they knew the reason, would justify to themselves that the reasons aren't relevant, and therefore they when they actually are, and this would get them into trouble. It's actually quite interesting that this is said about Shlomo, because Shlomo was the one who knew the reasons for all of the mitzvos, perhaps except for Par Aduma, as the Medrash says, v'hi rechok amimeni. But otherwise, it says that Shlomo b'chachmaso in the Medrash knew all the mitzvos. And therefore, it's interesting then that he was only nichshal in the ones where the Torah explicitly gave the reason, perhaps Shlomo HaMelech understood that if the reason is something that is not given explicitly in the Torah, then even if understood, the reason won't dictate the parameters of the mitzvah. But here, he thought the reason could, the reasons would dictate the parameters, and that's what led him ultimately to his downfall. Yes, Nathan? It's a good question. And on a simple level, I think the answer is that, just like we're going to see shortly, many of the Rishonim say that a person should indeed seek Tamei HaMitzvos and try to understand mitzvos to the best of their ability. And not only that, not just because it's an intellectual achievement, but because it enhances the Kiyum HaMitzvos. So there are certain mitzvos for which knowing the reasons are very important. There are certain reasons for which not knowing the mitzvos reasons are important. For example, it's important for one's observance of Shabbos to understand that Shabbos is because Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem Asa Shemayim V'Asa Aretz V'Yom Hashvi'i Shavas V'Nafash. If we didn't understand that notion, if the Torah just said, on the seventh day you shall rest, and we didn't realize that that correlates to Maisa Bereishis, so then our observance of Shabbos would be lacking. The Ramban points out that this is the notion of chukim, and he writes, "Es chukosai tishmeru ve'elu hein behemtachalos arbi akilayim chukim elu gzeiras melech she'ein tam ledavar lashon Rashi." Note how Rashi implies that a chuk is something that ein tam ledavar, not just that lonis gala taman, but ein tam ledavar. This is a theme that we'll see from Rashi in a number of places, and we'll discuss a little later when we consider Rashi's position on Tamei HaMitzvos. However, the Ramban continues. First of all, v'lo iskiru rabuseinu shiya tam ne'elam v'shiyu yetzer harav umos ha'olam mishivan aleihem ela b'levisha shatnis lo b'kilai behema. First of all, a notion that the Ramban says is that a chok is not just a mysterious mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which is paradoxical in its very essence, that has something problematic about it. The Ramban explains the same thing in Parshas Chukas, where he writes, this is in the footnote, V'kvar kasavdi b'inyan s'ir ha-mishtaleach matam umo shi'amonin osanu b'zos yoser mishar HaKarbanos, and that's because of the Avodah B'chutz. The Ramban thinks that chukim are something that have something particularly perplexing. Not just a mitzvah whose reason is not known. Kilai Behema, for example, the Ramban actually gives a reason. And then that's why he continues, Vatam B'kilai, he actually tells us the reasons. But something that's particularly paradoxical. The Rambam says this as well in a number of places. For example, the Rambam, if you go through the Chelak Gimel of Mar Nevuchim, where he gives reasons for all the mitzvos, if you were to try to pick the mitzvah that was going to be the hardest for the Rambam to figure out, so I don't know, I might say Sira Mishtaleach, or maybe Paraduma, or the like, it's Lechem HaPanim. Lechem HaPanim. That actually goes back, by the way, to the Rambam's position that we alluded to before about physicality. The Rambam has such a difficulty with Lechem HaPanim because it's an avoda which is kulo bifnim, and yet it's kulo nachal. And that notion is very much antithetical to the Rambam's theory, because the Rambam holds that things that are more bifnim are more ruchnius, less gashmius, and therefore there should be achila. So, be that as it may, the Ramban here says a very important point. V'ein ha-kavana bahem the notion of a chok does not mean that they have no reason. Ki kol imras eloka trufa. Rak hachukim hem gzeras hamelech asher yachuk b'malchuso b'li shigaleto eles la'am. A chok is defined not as a mitzvah which has no reason, but rather as a mitzvah whose reason we don't know, or the reason which wasn't revealed. But of course, Kol imras elokat shrufa. Everything has a reason. There is no mitzvah in the Torah which has no reason. Every single mitzvah has a reason. This theme is echoed in a very beautiful Tshuvas HaRashba. And the Rashba talks about Chukim here. He makes a very interesting diak in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ushmartem vasisem ki chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim asher yishme'un es kol ha'chukim ha'ela ve'amru rak am chacham v'navon ha'gaya gadol hazeh. So it's very strange that the Goyim are going to say rak am chacham v'navon ha'gaya gadol hazeh. In what are they going to discern our chachma? In our observance of chukim asher yishme'un es kol ha'chukim ha'ela. Why is it? I understand that the Goyim will say see our chachma in our observance of mishpatim, but why will they see our chachma in our observance of the chukim? And the Ramban explains the Rashba explains that's because if you see someone who you know is brilliant doing something that doesn't make sense to you, you see Einstein doing an experiment or a calculation, and to you it doesn't make any sense. But because you know it's Einstein, you're going to say that, well, he's very, very smart, and therefore it's just me who doesn't understand. If you see someone who you don't think so highly of doing something that doesn't make sense, you'll just say he's an idiot. But if you see someone brilliant doing something very smart, something that's seemingly illogical, you'll say, I just don't understand, but presumably there's great wisdom beyond my capacity for understanding in his actions. So he says the same thing with Klal Yisrael. The Goyim will see our chachma in our observance of mishpatim, and because of that, even in our observance of chukim, they're going to say rak am l'chacham hagai hagadol hazeh. This is, by the way, a very important tshuva. He talks not just about chukim in general, how they're lo l'chinam, but he also expresses the notion that what distinguishes Klal Yisrael is the Torah and the like. And that's an important point. So I guess we will stop here. Be'ezras Hashem will pick up with this topic next week. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful day. Thank you.